And Ross, what is old is new again. Almost 50 years ago, President Richard Nixon said to his closest aides while plotting to cover up the Watergate break-in, "I want you all to stonewall it. Let them plead the Fifth Amendment." The Fifth Amendment is our constitutional guarantee that you have the right to remain silent.
So there are five people taking the Fifth Amendment, like you see on the mob, right? You see the mob takes the Fifth. If you're innocent, why are you taking the Fifth Amendment?
That was Donald Trump campaigning in 2016. This morning, Trump was to testify under oath in a deposition scheduled by the New York State Attorney General, who is investigating some of his business practices, and he took the Fifth. Refusing to be deposed in a civil case, which is what this is different than in a criminal case, as it allows the judge to draw an adverse inference from the witness's refusal to testify. David Gergen worked for four presidents, including as Richard Nixon's director of speechwriting.
I think he's misplayed his hand here by taking the Fifth, but in the end, he's going to have to come clean in one environment or another. It's very hard to make balanced judgments about Donald Trump, because he always surprises you frequently, I'm afraid, on the downside.
Trump did issue a lengthy statement saying, in part, "When your family, your company, and all of the people in your orbit have become the targets of an unfounded, politically motivated witch hunt supported by lawyers, prosecutors, and the fake news media, you have no choice."